Q94, it's your amount of rock. And there you have a little dose of Lynyrd Skynyrd on this Thursday, Thirsty Thursday morning adventure. We've got, right now, it's 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock hours brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Brand new facility in Mountain Home, Arkansas. You'll find them in Ava and Thayer. Hey, it's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report with Gary Ferracci from the Bayou Resort. How are we doing, Gary?
Good morning, Gary. How are you in this, so far so good, Thursday morning?
Oh, I tell you what, I'm groovy. It's all good. I'm just sitting back waiting for the rain.
Yeah, it's coming eventually. We're gonna have some rain the rest of the day, it looks like, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty soggy out there. Right now, we've got some rain, you know, in the northern portion, northern Howell County, Texas County, Webster, Wright, northern Shannon, Dent County, you know, Douglas, Ozark. Yeah, it's, you know, if you don't have an umbrella with you and you plan on being outside for an extended period of time today, you're going to get wet as hell.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tough on the fishing, a little tough on the golfing today.
Yeah. But, you know, the fishing's been pretty good, hasn't it?
It really has. Topwater bites really picking up. Boy, it's been good. You know, and it's hit and miss. Some guys are struggling on the crappie, and I got other guys. Seems like live bait guys have been doing really well. A lot of close to limits, not limits every day, but I got guys that are getting 8, 10, 11 fish and good size fish on the crappie almost every day.
Well, are they catching the white crappie or the black crappie?
A little of both.
Really?
A little of both. Yeah, a little of both. Usually this time of year we get a lot of black, and they're getting a fair amount, but they're getting both.
Yeah.
So that's looking really good. And then the bite on the white bass have been really good. A lot of topwater action like this time of day, or even at first light on them, it has been good. And then the bass and the hybrid and the stripers, the topwater bite, it's really been turning on for them as well. Whopper poppers, redfins, czar spooks, all that stuff's been working really good.
Yeah. It's on. Now, this rain, you know, it may, who knows, really. But, I mean, it just all depends on how much we get, what it does. You know, it could affect the fishing a little bit.
How it's staying the water yet. I mean, the lake's not in bad shape. I think we're at 557. Water temperature in the low 70s. It's really, and having a little stay in the lake is not a bad thing. I had some guys fishing with some 10-inch plastic red and gold flake worms.
Yeah.
And they said they were just slaying them. They were just slaying the largemouth with that. In right there where the water is just so slightly stained to clear in that area in there, and they were even saying they wouldn't mind it having a little more stain to it. And so we get some rain, we get a little runoff, maybe that'll help some of that.
Yeah, it's we were down there last weekend, and we had a good time. We caught a lot of fish there. You know, it's just, it's a fun time of year to be on the lake.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and this is the time the kids will be out of school pretty soon here, and
that lake gets a lot busier, doesn't it?
The lake could get busier, but it's starting to get family time where the parents and grandparents take the young ones out on the lake and do some bluegill fishing and make some really good memories and stuff. You know, we love fishing and that, but it's really cool to see the parents out there with the kids and get in the family mode and make some really cool memories, because boy, I see my grandkids, their face light up when they catch a fish, and that's something else, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not bad at all. Oh, there we go, David. David's done the good work, too. David and Skeeter Roy. There you go. Very good fishing report. They just caught a little bit of everything, white bass, and, yeah, love it all. Stripers.
Yeah.
And that's
that time of year.
Yeah, it is. It's just a fun time to get out there. You know, it's kind of like spring turkey hunting, you know, because, and I say that, You know, in spring, the turkeys gobble. You can hear them. You can go to them. This time of year, fishing, you know, they're hitting on top. They're slapping up on top. They're and you can just throw in there and catch the heck out of them. If you know, but you got to find them. That's the biggest thing. You got to find them. Find that that bait ball. Those, and you're going to be in pretty good shape, I think.
I think so, too. And that's what a lot of the guys are saying, you know, find the bait balls and that, and the fish are going to follow them to feed. Seems pretty simple, but...
Yeah, or just follow, you know, find a guide boat, you know, find it, and just follow that guide boat around, and that works good, too.
Sometimes those guys are just as lost as we are.
Oh, they are. That's true. Sometimes those guide boats are pulling up to you. Man, you seen any fish? Same at McDonald's, and they're like, man, where's the fish at, dude?
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Very good.
Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line, leave us a message there. And as always, our website, thebuyerresort.com. Just want to throw it out there. I have two or three cabins left for Memorial Weekend.
Woohoo!
Weather looks like it's going to end up being nice for that weekend. Just want to throw it out there. Some people might be looking for a place to stay and get away for a few days and enjoy. So, that's a possibility.
Right on. Well, we do appreciate you, and we'll catch you next Thursday for another weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report.
Yeah, I'll stay dry, and we'll see you then.
That's right. Hey, see you, buddy.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.